I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Climate change is a hot-button issue, that's for sure. Reputable survey after survey indicate that the majority of people believe that climate change is a serious problem. And then we get to the hard part, what to do about it. And about that, there's less consensus. But what we do know is that a stalwart group of Rhode Islanders is out in front, taking the lead in remarkably earnest efforts to address this intimidating challenge. And this week's essayist, Timmins Roberts, couldn't be more pleased. As Mahatma Gandhi said, you must be the change you wish to see in the world.
I believe that when it comes to issues like climate change, which will determine their future more than ours, young people should be in charge. Last year, my then 11-year-old daughter Phoebe said to me, "Daddy, I wish I was your age, so I wouldn't have to worry about climate change." When she said that to me, I told her why I was hopeful about the ability of our species to address this problem. "This is a really difficult and challenging issue," I said. "Working to help solve it has given purpose to my life. It may seem like we aren't addressing it, but we are going to solve this problem because we have to." When I began researching climate change 24 years ago, I was pretty young myself. Back then, climate change seemed to be something way out in the future, something that scientists said we'd face in decades if we didn't stop pumping so much fossil fuel exhaust into the atmosphere. But people are noticing changes in the seasons, the impacts of rising sea level, warming oceans, and increasingly strong hurricanes, heat waves, and storms. The future is now. My daughter and I took a pre-dawn bus from the Rhode Island State House to New York for the People's Climate March. Of the over 400,000 people of all ages who showed up, a huge fraction were college kids. They aren't naive radicals. They know what's at stake. They know what's needed, and they're willing to lead the way. They know they cannot wait for us old people to lead. In 2014, the state of Rhode Island moved from being a laggard on preparations for climate change to being among a group of leading states. In 2016, a broad coalition is putting forward legislation to put a price on emissions, which will make our state a pioneer by being more efficient while creating jobs and growth here. Author Bill McKibben once said that universities are set up exactly backwards to deal with the issue of climate change. Rather than have an old person up in the front of the room teaching the young, on climate change, we need the young to teach us old people. We need to listen. It's their world we're risking. I believe that when it comes to issues like climate change, which affects their future more than ours, the young should be in charge.
Timmins Roberts is professor of environmental sociology at Brown University and helped lead the Resilient Rhode Island team in supporting the passage of the state's first comprehensive climate change legislation. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.